We have created a chart of calories. Scientists have defined calorie to mean a unit of energy or heat that could come from a variety of sources, such as coal or gas. In a nutritional sense, all types of food, whether they are fats, proteins, carbohydrates, or sugars, are important sources of calories, which people need to live and function. So they have a great impact on our fitness. So let me show you one chart. We have created a chart of calories for our better understanding. My dear respected viewers of Madani channel, 250 grams of chicken, 1 cup chicken, it contains 220 calories. And remember, it's a boneless chicken. It's not cooked. There isn't any oil included in that. Now take an example of tandoori chicken. Those they eat out, when they take 2 pieces of tandoori chicken, it contains 450 calories. As far as boiled mutton is concerned, 100 calories. Now further, we've got boiled fish. 1 cup of boiled fish is 100 calories. Look, if something is boiled and calories decrease, fried egg, 1 egg is equal to 100 calories. Omelette egg is 100 calories. 1 cup of milk is 100 calories. Skimmed milk is 45 calories. So skimmed milk is less in calories. 1 cup of yogurt gives you 60 calories. When we go further, 1 tablespoon of butter gives us 120 calories. And 1 cup of cheese gives us 164 calories. So cheese has high calories. And nowadays, cheese is used in many products. Many dairy products. And not only dairy products, and many other products. It has become a crucial item of our food. It is used for various reasons. And in many bakery items, you would see the cheese is used. So one should remember caloric value of cheese when he is consuming pizza or bakery items, etc. So my dear Islamic brothers, ice cream, 1 scoop of ice cream, it's kind of a big spoon, contains 110 calories. Remember, ice cream is not only high in calories, but remember it contains sugar also. Okay, dear viewers, let's move a bit further. 100 grams of ghee contains 910 calories. Respected viewers, now let's find out about fast foods. Burger, 325. Pizza, just one piece. One portion is equal to 375 calories. That means one full pizza would equal to 900 to 1000 calories. Samosa, kachori, one piece, 256. One pakoda, 200 calories. If someone ate 5 pakodas, that means 1000 calories.
So this also reduces the hunger when someone eats 2-3 samosas.
I don't know. Amir al-Sunnah says that apparently something which looks very light in reality possesses a heavy weight. It's true.
So once someone's eaten 5 pakodas, he doesn't need to eat throughout the day, because he's completed the intake of his calories.
He will take more calories. He will also eat fries, day by day. Well, at the time of iftar, people take so many calories, as there are so many items on the table. When he would go for Salatul Maghrib, he would have consumed about 1,000 to 1,500 calories already. And then when he would come after Salah, he would take another 1,000 to 1,500 calories. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, this happens in Ramadan. When people are hungry all day long, then they eat after iftar. Before Salah, they eat. They take so many calories, and then after Salah, they also eat. They go for Taraweeh Salah, they come back, then they eat again. Then before Sahari, then they eat again. And that is how so much of calories intake is taken, especially in Ramadan. People gain weight in Ramadan. I think it could be one of the reasons. You know, French fries, chips, these fried items, they're not healthy. And nowadays, these fried items are the crucial part of iftar items. So this chart contains a lot of information for us and for the viewers of Madani channel. Just ponder how much conscious we should be with regards to our food. Look at this. This is burfi, kind of sweet. And this is one piece is equal to 100 calories, which we normally buy from shops. Now after taking so many calories in Ramadan, Eid has arrived now. So on the day of Eid, when a person goes as a guest, somewhere he eats rasgulle, somewhere gulab jamun, somewhere burfi, and all sorts of sweets. One jalebi gives you 200 calories. Honey, 1 tablespoon gives you 30 calories. Although it is sweet, but it gives you 30 calories. So dear Islamic brothers, these are caloric values of sweets, what we consume. Eat, but eat healthy.